The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly has described as extremely significant the discovery of a car bomb intercepted as it was being driven across the border to Northern Ireland. And for more on this, I'm joined now by security and crime editor with the Irish Times, Conor Lally. Good evening to you, Conor. What do we know?
So basically, Ciara, this operation has really been going on for several days. This car was pulled over just south of Carrickmacross in County Monaghan on Tuesday, and there was a woman in her 20s driving that car. Officers from the Special Detective Unit, which investigate terrorism, essentially pulled over the car, searched it, and they found what you describe as a mobile car bomb, which appears to have been, being transported in that car towards Northern Ireland at the time. And Gardaí believed that the bomb was probably going to be used in the north. I guess the one significant feature of this is that this particular bomb is, I suppose, the most powerful and most sophisticated that Gardaí have found for 10 years, possibly more. Just the way it was constructed, there was, you know, military grade explosive used, there was a power source and so on. So this was a very well engineered bomb. As I say, it was a mobile car bomb and it was ready to go. And really this, I suppose, it kind of, you know, takes us back to the bad old days when the troubles were ongoing. We haven't really seen a bomb of this significance for quite some time.
Gardaí have said that they believe the intent was to use it in the north, Conor, but tell us a little bit about what we know, that this was a pre-planned operation by the guards. The guards clearly monitoring dissident Republicans.
Yeah, so the Garda Commissioner basically said that this car was under, you know, surveillance. They had intelligence that this bomb was being prepared and it was going to be on the move. They had this car under surveillance. They pulled the car over at a, you know, at a place of their choice, if you like. My understanding is that they were so concerned about the bomb that some nearby houses were evacuated for a period of time until the army bomb disposal experts came in. They took a look at it and they made the device safe. So it is kind of extraordinary that, you know, nearly 30 years after the Good Friday Agreement was signed, you know, we still have people involved in this kind of activity. Some of the suspects here as well, there would certainly be one person who would be in their 20s. So that person seems to have been born even after the Good Friday Agreement was, you know, was in place. But Justin Kelly, the Garda Commissioner, said that, look, you do have people who are, you know, radicalised in Republican circles in the same way you have that going on in other forms of terrorism. And he said he didn't really expect that to stop. He said, you know, people involved in that kind of activity in Ireland, there was only a very, very small group of them. And he didn't want to, you know, overblow the challenge that they posed. But he believed they would pose a challenge for a long period of time. And certainly from speaking to Garda sources today, the I suppose the quality of this bomb, I mean, quality is probably the wrong word, but just the way this bomb was engineered has definitely taken people by surprise, because these kind of, I suppose, well-constructed bombs haven't been a feature really of the landscape here for quite a long time.
Conor Lally, security and crime editor with the Irish Times. Thank you so much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.